their half-court offense. Looking to build on a 14-point lead, perhaps looking for the last shot. Dan Olsen sets a screen for Zitlow. Zitlow, nice give-and-go action on the pick and roll, and Olsen converts. He's got 6 points in the first half off the bench. A nice dish from Zitlow to Olsen for two. It's 30-14, Biribu. Hackbart finds Naprala. He's on the right baseline. Into the lane, five-footer. Good. He's had a nice first half. He has 8. He has been a load to handle. Now, the Thunderbirds have their big shot blocker, Ross Legal, on the bench at the moment. He's going to sit the remainder of the half here. We're down to 10 seconds to go. 30-16. Baraboo leading Poinette. Alex Hannigan on the drive. 5 seconds. 4. And now he gets the left-handed scoop off the backboard, just off the mark. Poinette grabs the rebound. And that is halftime. It's Baraboo 30, Poinette 16. Here at the half. Pretty solid effort here from the Thunderbirds. If you're Coach Fish, you got to be pleased with that. A 14-point lead. You've gotten production from a variety of sources. We'll be back to talk about the first half statistics in just a moment here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus 2 scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's F-I-C-A church.org.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are at halftime. The host Thunderbirds leading the visiting Pointe Pumas 30-16. We're just a few minutes out from the start of the second half. But John Gannell, I would love to hear about our first half statistics. What do you have for us?
All right. Well, first for the visiting Pumas from Poinette, they are led tonight by Liam Napralo with 8 points. Brett Hackbart has chipped in 6. And rounding out the scoring for the Pumas, Chase Hansen with 2. They are 2 for 5 from the charity stripe, but nice, crisp 40%. For the Thunderbirds tonight, again, a nice balanced attack by the Thunderbirds. They're led so far by Jason Zitlow with 8 points, including 2 3-balls. Dan Olson has chipped in 6 points coming in off the bench and providing quality minutes for the Thunderbirds. Also, Ross Legal with 5, Toby Lefevre with 4, Luke Vittengel with 3, and Bo Brewster and Alex Hannigan with a bucket apiece. So, good balanced scoring for the Thunderbirds there. 7 of 11 from the charity stripe, which comes out to 64%.
Look at you, all over the math this evening, John Gannell.
I think it's the music. We had a Joan Jett hand time show from the dance team.
Right.
You know, and I was thinking, it wasn't too long ago, I saw Joan Jett up at the Crystal Grand with Jane McMahon. And now we got a little Who cranking out, so it's been kind of a classic rock night. Right up my alley.
All good choices. Yes, definitely up John Gannell's alley. So again, our halftime score is Baraboo 30, Poinette 16. Other sports action, girls hockey is in. The Lightning are going to be hosting Brookfield Central on Saturday. Boys hockey is hosting Viroqua tonight. Girls basketball will be at Portage on Thursday. Boys swimming has a home duel versus Stoughton tonight. Wrestling will host a duel versus Stoughton on Friday. And gymnastics hosts Sauk Prairie on Thursday. We'll be back to bring you the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Big Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's ficachurch.org.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are just 2 minutes away from second half action. The halftime score, Baraboo 30, Poinette 16. The Thunderbirds come into this game at 10-3, 4-3 in the Badger Small. Of course, this is a non-conference matchup. The Pumas come in at 4-4. They have yet to play a conference game, but one note, these teams do have a common opponent. They both have beaten Adams Friendship this season.
It is interesting, though, that we are here in mid-January and they haven't had a conference game yet.
How about that? I'm Ben Bromley, joined by John Gannell. Happy to be with you tonight. We bring you the home games, Baraboo Thunderbird basketball. We will not have another boys, but this will be our only boys broadcast of the month, if you can believe that.
Wow. And
we won't have another home game until February 1st versus Mount Horeb, but down the stretch in February, we'll have several home games to bring you here on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS Network.
Kind of like early in the season when it felt like every Tuesday night we
right,
had a
right, we had game. A bunch of games, and then they had an extended road swing there. So the Thunderbirds are coming off what I described earlier as a humbling defeat, 79-36 at Stoughton on Thursday, but they've definitely bounced back. I mean, holding your opponent to 16 first-half points is a stellar effort.
Yeah, and that's one way to get rid of a tough loss is to come out there and get a win right away. And we're certainly hoping that the Thunderbirds' success will continue here in the second half.
Now, Thunderbirds come into this game shooting 26% from three-point range, and I know we can't keep track of all the stats as we're on live here, but they seem to have a pretty good success there in the first half. Jason Zitlow hit a couple. Luke Vittengill hit one. Meanwhile, Poinette really struggled from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and it took us a little while to get going. You know, the first three or four shots were right on, but they didn't fall. But once we got hot, they started to fall, and you're right, Poinette never really got into that rhythm.
Baraboo's going to start with the ball here to open the second half. Jason Zitlow is going to inbound from the sideline. He'll toss it into Alex Hannigan, and we are underway for the final 18 minutes. Now it looks like Poinette's coming out man-to-man. They played zone the entire first half, and yes, they indeed are coming out man-to-man. Baraboo finds Ross Legal in his favorite spot. Right block, and he scores. Ross Legal, of course, at 6'8", is quite a load down on the right block. He
now
scores.
7 points for Ross.
To open the second half, Baraboo now has doubled the Poinette score at 32-16. And that zone, I was thinking, might have been designed a little bit to sag and try to keep the ball out of Legal's hands.
There were a couple of times down the floor where Poinette looked like they were sort of in man, sort of
right.
In the zone. But now they're exclusively man.
Poinette looking for their first bucket of the second half. Chase Hansen's got it out on the wing. He dribbles out, feeds the Prowler. He's trying to operate on Brewster, finds Legal as well, and kicks it out. Good choice.
Yeah.
Hunter Wells has got it at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, and gets it back to Hansen to restart the Puma offense. He dribbles, picks it up, stops and pops from the free throw line. No good. Jason Zitlow's got the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. They got a 4-on-2, a 5-on-2. Find Bro Brewster, right block, layup, good. And Baraboo's off to a strong start. Bro Brewster's got four.
Coming out of the locker room with some confidence.
And they're going to apply some three-quarter court pressure here. Now, this looks like a 1-2-2. We saw it in the first half where they applied three-quarter court zone pressure and then fell back into man-to-man in the half court.
And that almost resulted in a turnover
almost
that time.
A turnover. Coach Odegaard gets a timeout instead as Liam Naprala took that ball to the floor. So during this full timeout, we'll remind you about our broadcast sponsors that make these broadcasts possible on 99.7 Max FM. They are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom and Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, a strong start to the second half for the Thunderbirds, John.
Absolutely. Kind of like that start that the Packers had against the Dallas Cowboys last Sunday.
I was in disbelief watching all of that unfold. What a ball game.
It was fantastic. The Packers seem to be firing on all cylinders at the right time.
Got hot, and it kind of reminds me of that 2010 team that they had to win the last couple of regular season games. So they were already in that playoff mode going into the playoffs. Every week is do or die, and they're on a roll.
Boy, Jordan Love down the stretch has just been amazing. You know, and early in the season, I'm watching him going, I don't know.
Right. maybe not. And now it's like, oh, boy, we look like we got a good one.
Yeah, we're starting to see some of those special plays that maybe we weren't aware of before.
Poinette inbounds. Looked like it might have nearly been an over the back, but they're going to keep possession here and start their half-court offense. There's a trap out on the arc. They got Naprala trapped. He needs help. He's going to get a five count. Nope. Instead, he throws it to Toby Lefevre, who's going to take it the length of the court for a layup, and the T-Birds are feasting early in the second half. And for Toby Lefevre, that's six.
Thunderbirds continue their three-quarter court pressure.
There's a trap. They've got Naprala trapped again. He must feel like he's getting picked on here.
He's just being bullied.
And I missed, was that a travel or what happened there?
Yeah, it must have been because it certainly wasn't a five count.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he got to five. In any event, turnover, Poinette. Baraboo will inbound from the sideline and start their half-court offense. Alex Hannigan walks it across the mid-court line. They've got Hackbart out top. He's one of the taller post players for Poinette, defending one of the Baraboo guards. Now he's on the inside trying to defend Ross Legal. And Legal's got the ball right on the hoop. Can't convert. Hackbart's got the rebound.
I think it's a tough assignment for anybody to try to defend Ross
Certainly
Legal.
Certainly is. Hackbart now looking to drive. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Gets it out to Hansen. Mismatch here. Hansen on Legal. He's going to fire for three from the left wing, and that's good. Chase Hansen hits a triple. Poinette hoping that ends their struggles from distance here tonight. Hannigan's pass to Legal is kicked out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds moving from our left to our right as we look at the gym here. Baraboo leads Poinette 36-19. Just over 15 minutes to go. Inbound is to Legal. He's under the hoop. Shot attempt doesn't get it up there. No call. Some contact there.
He kind of went through the arms of the defender, but yeah. I think the defender just
good defense. Yeah, for sure. Here's Hackbart. He's going to pop from the left elbow. Rattles out. Bo Brewster's got the rebound. He kicks it up court. Toby Lefevre. Oh, Lefevre has Ross Legal. I don't think you saw him. Out on the break. There's Legal. Looking to operate in the lane. Spin move. Right block. No good. Rebound comes away to Poinette. Baraboo cooled off a little bit. Poinette sees an opportunity. There's a nice pass from Hansen to Hackbarth in transition.
It's a nice pass. Also, nice job by Toby getting in the passing lane there.
Knocked it out of bounds and avoided an easy bucket. Luke Vittingill is going to check in and replace Brewster. Poinette's going to inbound the ball here from its own baseline, trailing by 17. Nice looking pass, right to Naprella under the hoop. Oh, he can't finish, but he gets his own rebound and finishes a second time. So he's had a solid night, 12 points. It's now a 15-point game. Alex Hannigan looking to drive, left side with the kiss off the backboard, no good. Baraboo's had some nice opportunities, but just have not been able to pull the lid off the hoop. Hackbart driving coast to coast, drawing a foul in the paint.
I think the foul's going to go on Vittingall.
I think will this be three for Luke, maybe?
Yeah.
And we don't have. Bo Brewster's going to check right back in and replace Vittingill. And we've seen that tonight where Coach Fish is using the depth of his bench, getting guys off the floor when they pick up a foul. That is Luke's third foul, team's first of the half. Chase Hansen looking to inbound from the baseline. He finds Bush. Bush is on the left wing. Gets it over to Naprala, right wing. Defended by Brewster. Picks up his dribble. Gets to Hansen in the right corner. Hansen finds Hackbart. Hackbart looking to drive on Legal. Misses, but gets his own rebound. And draws a foul on Lefevre. He's going to shoot a pair.
I think for Lefevre, that's going to be his second.
Poinette has had some success drawing contact, getting to the line. They had a tough time hitting the front end of their one-on-ones in the first half. Hackbart's going to shoot two here. He misses the first. Checking back in for Poinette is Bryce Fry, replacing Alex Bush. Second free throw attempt coming up for Brett Hackbart. It's in the air. Short. Legal's got the rebound. He wants to run. He's going to keep his dribble. He's at the right wing. Looking to spin to the right block. He does just that and kisses it off the glass for two.
I just don't know how you stop.
That's his favorite move. Get to the right elbow, spin move, bank shot from the right block.
I'm just glad I don't have to defend him.
Poinette breaks the pressure. They find Hansen, top of the key, three-point ball, no good. Bo Brewster's got the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. Ross Legal again, dribbling in transition. He finds Jason Zitlow. He'll give it back to Legal, and then over to Hannigan in the left wing. Here's Bo Brewster looking to drive baseline into traffic. He's denied. Good defense by Naprala. He gets to Hackbart. Poinette now settling into its half-court offense. 13 minutes to go, 17-point game. Hackbart's going to fire from the right corner for three. No good. Brewster with the rebound. Moves it up court to Lefevre. Lefevre taps the brakes, gets it out to Hannigan at the logo. T-Birds now setting up their half-court offense. Baraboo 38, Poinette 21. Under 13 to go. Ross Legal's got the ball at the top of the key. He finds Zitlow in the left corner. Back to Legal. looking for handoff. Nope, he wants to drive instead. One on two. Oh, look at that. Under the hoop, a little dipsy-doo. Ross Legal with a nifty move and a reverse layup for two.
Yeah, he just drove along the baseline, came up on the other side of the basket, and tossed it up.
Made it look easy. 40-21. Poinette now on offense, trapped in the right corner. And Brewster, oh boy. Easy, boys, easy.
Getting a little chippy there.
Yeah. They managed to trap Bryce Fry in the corner. But they got Brewster for a hold. Got him for a foul there. We're going to bring in some subs. Mason Freimuth is going to check back in for Poinette, as will Justin Wells. Meanwhile, Spencer Noctegal checks in for the Thunderbirds. He's going to replace Lefevre. And they're going to send Dan Olson in. I'm going to guess to maybe to get Brewster. Make sure he's relaxed. Yes, that is indeed the substitution. Make sure everybody stays cool.
Yeah, just calming everybody down.
40-21, Baraboo. Poinette looking to inbound. Hansen gets it into Naprala. He wants to drive on Legal. No, he'll kick it out. Hansen back to Naprala. Repost. He'll kick it out again back to Hansen. And that bounces off his fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover, Poinette.
Boy, again, the defensive pressure by the Thunderbirds tonight has been very, very impressive.
12 minutes to go. Baraboo leads by 19. This non-conference matchup. Jason Zitlow looking to operate from the left wing. He finds Legal in the lane. Another reverse layup. He converts and draws the foul. Ross Legal doing some damage early in the second half.
13 points so far for Ross. Chance to add in one here.
Naprala picking up his third foul. Only the first on the team in the second half. Legal's free throw rattles in. And it's a 22-point Baraboo lead. Thunderbirds continue to apply zone pressure three-quarter court. Now they're looking to trap. They got Freimuth trapped, but Hannigan fouled him.
For Hannigan, that'll be his first, no, his second. Team fourth.
It'll be an inbound from the baseline for the Pumas. Oh, turnover. Hansen was looking for Wells. Wells wasn't looking. Legal comes away with the steal. Drives coast to coast. Can't convert. And they're going to get knocked to go with a foul on the rebound. He bumped. Who did he bump on that one? He bumped Naprala, who is coming out with the rebound. And
it's the fifth team foul for the Thunderbirds here.
Spencer's managed to pick up three in limited action. Toby Lefevre checked back in, replacing Spencer Noctegal. 11 and a half to go here at Baraboo High School in this non-conference matchup. Baraboo continues to employ its zone trap. Hansen looking for a crease. He finds a teammate. And Baraboo's getting into some foul trouble with this approach. Looks like they got Zitlow on this one. Or no.
No, I think it Lefevre. Was on Toby, yep.
We might have a correction on that. We'll see. In any event, Poinette's going to inbound from the sideline. They trail by 22.
You're right. They did give it
to Zitlow. They
gave it to
Zitlow. Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Freimuth's got it. Here comes the Poinette offense.
Well, that's good for the Thunderbirds. No one in real foul trouble. Vittengel has three.
From the right wing, three-point attempt. No good for Bryce Fry. Thunderbirds come away with it. Hannigan looking to drive. Coast to coast. Oh, his layup is just a little strong. He built up a good hit of steam. Poinette comes away with it. Here's Freimuth. He has the ball slapped away. Hannigan with the steal. He finds Olsen. Olsen up court to Lefevre. He's got a wide open layup. No good, but there's Legal with the putback. Some nice hustle points for Ross Legal. Offensive rebound and putback. 24-point game. Thunderbirds lengthening their lead here in the second half.
Well, and showing they can run a little bit, too.
And Hackbart picks up a cheapie there on Ross Legal. A little bump. I think that's only two for Ross. Yes,
it
is.
It's the second, yep.
We talked about in the girls' game how Deja White, the Thunderbird girls' rim protector, was able to stay out of foul trouble, which is great in the first game. And Ross Legal doing the same here in the nightcap. Hackbart's first free throw off the bracket. He's had a hard time from the line. Legal comes away with the rebound. He wants to drive. Has his pocket picked. Hansen with the steal. He's looking to go coast to coast. Fires up a prayer, no good. Loose ball knocked around. It's going to stay with the Pumas.
Well, the defense caught up with them that time. He did a nice job knocking that ball away.
So Hansen's going to inbound from the baseline. Looking for an open teammate. There he finds Fry out at the top of the key. Fry looking to drive. He'll tap the brakes, get it back to Hansen, top of the key. T-Birds have played outstanding defense tonight. Not a lot of open looks for the Pumas. Here's Hackbart driving into traffic.
I think, called a block.
Block is called, and I thought maybe the official on the back end was about to call a charge the other way, but the trail official calls the block. Be a foul on the Thunderbirds. They get Hannigan.
That'll be his third foul.
And that's already 18 fouls for the T-Birds. So we're going to have some bonus free throws coming here, 4-point net. Down the stretch, we were 10 minutes, 15 seconds to play. Free throw rattles in. Hackbart gets one to fall. He's got 7. By my unofficial count.
You are correct.
Second attempt coming up. That's short. Jason Zitlow comes away with the rebound. Gets it to Hannigan. T-Bird's looking to run. They find Legal. He wants to drive. He's in the right block.
He looked to pass to Toby, and Toby was on the floor.
Toby's been on the floor a couple times tonight, yeah. And now he finds Legal on the right block. Easy money. He kisses it off the backboard for 2. Ross Legal getting it done in the second half.
Just continuing to pile up points for the Thunderbirds.
47-22. Baraboo leads Poinette. Under 10 minutes to go.
Ross has 18 at the moment.
From the left elbow, no good. Legal with the rebound. Finds Lefevre. Traveling call. Thunderbird turnover. The referee's having a word with one of the Baraboo fans. I think he's going to have someone removed. Zach Burgess checks in, his first action of the evening, replacing Toby Lefevre. Poinette now on offense. They need to bite into a 25-point lead. Here's a 3-point look from the right wing. No good for Freimuth, but an offensive rebound. Good work inside by Justin Wells, but he can't convert either. Here come the T-Birds. Zach Burgess drives into the lane, kicks it out. Now Brewster, baseline drive. He's in the lane. His shot attempt is no good.
But he's going to get 2 chances.
But he draws a foul. Only 2 team fouls for the Pumas. First attempt from Brewster is no good off the back iron. A couple of subs coming in for Poinette. Hunter Wells checks in, as does Alex Bush, replacing Justin Wells and Chase Hansen. Second attempt from Brewster is good. Thunderbirds leading by 26. Under 9 minutes to go. Here comes Poinette. Hackbart has the ball swatted away from behind by Vittengill, but it's off the T-Bird. It's not a bounce. Poinette's going to inbound. No good news, John. The Badgers are in a hole so far in the first half. Trailing by 9 last I saw. Oh, there's a travel. Turnover, Poinette. So Baraboo's going to inbound, walk it up. They lead 48-22, under 9 minutes to go. Luke Vittengill brings it across the timeline. Bo Brewster's got it on the right wing. He fires it across court to Zitlow, now over to Legal. Legal wants everyone out of his way. He wants a clear out. He wants to do his patented drive and spin. Or is it the reverse layup?
Oh!
Just missed. Hackbart comes away with the rebound. Looking to push for the Pumas. He'll drive and kick. Fry doesn't want it. Now he's looking to drive. Instead, kicks it out. Freimuth fire from the left wing for three. Rims out, no good. Zach Burgess with the rebound. He finds Zitlow up court. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense.
Nice pass.
Nice pass from Burgess to Brewster on the inside. He scores from the right block. 50 points now for the T-Birds. Under 8 minutes to go. Baraboo leading Poinette 50-22. Hackbart looking to drive. Ooh, it's poked away by Luke Fittengill, but ends up in the hands of Alex Bush, who then is fouled by Zach Burgess in the paint. And that's going to be a free throw opportunity since the Pumas are in the bonus.
Burgess almost knocking the ball away that time.
A couple of subs coming in. Alex Hannigan is going to return alongside Toby Lefevre. They're going to replace Jason Zitlow and Zach Burgess. Showing this stat, the Badgers are 0 for 6 from beyond the arc so far in the first half. That might explain the early deficit.
That might.
Alex Bush is at the line. Looking for his first points. Nope, free throw is missed. Legal grabs the rebound. We saw that in the first half, too, where the Pumas had a hard time converting the front end of a 1-on-1, in which case you get Bubkus. Legal looking to drive. He's in the lane, but his shot is blocked. Brewster comes away with the ball, though. Looking to clean up the garbage. He misses, but there's Legal with the putback and the score.
20 points now for Ross.
20 points for the Baraboo big man. It's 52-22. On the other end, three-point look for Fry is no good. Toby Lefevre comes away with the rebound. He's going to find Legal right under the hoop. Easy bucket.
Oh, I thought we were looking at a possible dunk there.
Me too. That was a potential lob city. 54-22 Baraboo, 7 minutes left.
What did you say Ross was averaging coming into the game?
20 points.
Is it 22 now?
We've seen some spectacular performances from Ross Legal throughout the year and the occasional throwdown hammer dunk. That ball, is as Hackbart drives in, it's out of bounds off the Thunderbirds. We're going to get our first look at Jack McNevin, checks in for the Thunderbirds. Naprala is going to check back in and replace Bryce Fry. Jack McNevin replaces Luke Vittengill. Hansen looking to inbound. He finds Hackbart. Kicks it out. Hansen now gets it to Naprala, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Ball's knocked loose. Hansen's got it. Hansen now, just inside the arc. Jump shot is short. Legal's got the rebound. He finds Lefevre. Oh, and Thunderbirds can't quite keep a grip on the ball. It's going to be an over and back violation. That'll send the ball to Poinette. Owen, I'm told it's Broik. I could be wrong. Owen Broik into the game.
That's the pronunciation.
For Poinette, very good, thank you. He's got the ball there out on the wing, setting up the Poinette offense.
Being hounded by McNevin.
A couple of guys fresh off the bench, they got fresh legs. Poinette operating patiently with 6 minutes to go, trailing by 32. There's a double team on the Prowler. He kicks it out. Broik has got it. A three-pointer off the backboard.
Off the glass.
Once again, the bank is open late. Extended hours. Brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. There's a steal. Chase Hansen going the distance. Oh, we can't convert the layup. Broik has got the offensive putback. Two of them can't get it. Naprala's going to have an attempt. Nothing doing, but he is fouled. And that's going to be the 10th team foul on Baraboo.
Foul goes on Olsen. For Olsen, it's going to be his first, team 10th.
Baraboo 54, Poinette 25. Just about 5.5 minutes to go in this non-conference contest. Naprala's first free throw kicks off the back iron. The free throw percentage cannot be good tonight for the Pumas. Once they win the lottery and we can afford a stat staff, we'll be all over stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
It's hard to keep track of it all. Second free throw for Naprala is good. And we've got a 30-second timeout taken by the Thunderbirds. gives us a chance to take a little rundown of other Baraboo High School athletics action. In girls hockey, the Lightning will be hosting Brookfield Central on Saturday. Boys hockey is hosting Viroqua tonight. Girls basketball, we just saw them lose to Poinette earlier this evening. Their next game is going to be at Portage on Thursday, getting back to conference play there. Boys swimming has a home duel versus Stoughton tonight. The wrestling team hosts a duel versus Stoughton on Friday. And finally, the gymnastics team will host Sauk Prairie on Thursday.
Well, as a former hockey parent, you know, I tell you, I miss watching hockey, but I don't miss sitting in a cold rink on a night like tonight. Typically, I'd be in the penalty box just freezing.
You would have, now, do they do the NFHS for hockey as well? Like, can you watch from home?
I don't know if they're doing broadcasts at the moment. I know in the past they've used different networks for that.
Sure.
At one time, I broadcast girls hockey on Facebook Live.
Oh, sure. We're back to action here. Toby LeFevre is driving. His pass is knocked out of bounds by Poinette. The Thunderbirds will keep it.
The interesting thing about doing games on broadcast live or on Facebook Live is when they would play music in the background. If you played so much music, they would kick you off because it wasn't
copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't mess around with that. Baraboo inbounds sets up its half-court offense, leading by 28. See, this is why you do the math, not me. Toby LeFevre looking to drive. Picks up his dribble in the right block. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Broich. He gets it to Hansen. Here comes Poinette. Neprala's on the left wing, defended by Brewster. Baraboo continues to play man-to-man half court. That's a long jumper from Neprala. He strokes it from 18 feet out.
He's having a pretty nice night.
He sure is. It's 54-28 with 4.5 to go. Baraboo looking to salt away a non-conference win. They've been undefeated in non-conference play this season. This would make them 7-0.
Wow.
Hannigan looking to drive, runs into some traffic. Ball is thrown up in the air loose. We'll see who comes down with it. It's Bo Brewster. And Coach Fish wanted a timeout before the chaos got any worse.
Well, looking at the screen here, the Badger game is getting a little bit closer.
Yes, it was an 11-point deficit at one point, and now Wisconsin is within 5 points of Penn State. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Plenty of time to get back in it before halftime.
Well, the way Klesmet's been playing lately.
Right? He's been sensational. That's another good-looking team. Good times for Wisconsin sports this winter. Well, let's do another rundown here during this timeout of our broadcast sponsors. John Gunnell and I are thrilled to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Our broadcast sponsors include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance /Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, John, we talked earlier about how Baraboo has gotten a nice scoring contribution up and down the roster. Ross Legal, obviously, is the scoring star, but we've had several T-Birds scratch tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ross has just had a second half where he's just picked up a lot of points here. But early on, it was a very balanced attack. And that's good to see. Lots of different players in the scoring column.
And the inbound. Nice feed from Trayton Hepp to Toby LeFevre. He scores in the paint and draws a foul.
And 8 points for Toby so far. Chance to add to that total.
It's 56-28 Baraboo with 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go. We're going to see Zach Burgess check back in here. He must be subbing for Toby. They're making him wait. Free throw is in the air and pure. So LeFevre scores, and he's going to check back out, replaced by Burgess. Take a seat with those 9 points. You'd imagine Coach Fish is probably close to emptying the bench here in the next minute or so.
You would think so. And that's a good opportunity for some of those players who maybe haven't got a lot of playing time this year.
And we've seen lots of the bench players already. We're going to see a few more. There's a three-point look. Broich hasn't been shy off the bench.
No.
But his three-point attempt is no good. Here come the T-Birds up court. Dan Olson's going to get a layup on a nice feed from Trayton Hepp. And once again, Olson's points per minute have been off the charts.
Yeah, he has 8 points right now. Probably has about 9 minutes.
Dominic Morton was looking to drive. Instead, he gets it up to number three. I don't have a number three. I've got to check. Dig into the roster here.
I don't have
there
one.
There isn't
either.
One. All right, then. There's Broich with a floater. No good. Olsen comes away with it. Gets it to Hannigan. T-Birds working it around in the half court. And we got another timeout. I think just a substitution timeout here for Coach Fish. So we've got a slew of subs coming in here. We've got William Rykoff coming in, Owen Jackson, and
Cole Y.
And Cole Y, thank you. Cole Y all checking in. So we've got all subs, I think, for both teams now with 3:20 to go. Baraboo leading by 31. Inbound is to Trayton Hepp. He'll be at the controls. He's being hounded. Three-quarter court. Owen Broich ready to mix it up. But they find Y. Cole Y with a floater. 5 feet, no good. Zach Burgess, though, comes away with the offensive rebound. Kick out to Hepp. Right wing. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Trayton Hepp with a triple.
No hesitation. Just loaded that thing up.
Fire it up, baby. It's open. Take it. Poinette's reserves looking to respond. There's Broich driving again. He's been a busy guy since getting in the game.
Yeah, he does a lot of good things.
Making the most of his opportunity here. He draws a foul. He's going to go to the line for two. Double bonus situation. They got Jackson on that one. First free throw, no good. And Jack McDevin's going to check back in for Zach Burgess. Zach getting that offensive rebound and the assist on the kick out. Second free throw from Broich is also no good. Hey, there's Cole Y with the rebound. And he's looking to push. Picks up his dribble at the arc, finds McNevin. McNevin looking to drive, go the distance. Oh, an and one opportunity. Jack McNevin scores and draws a foul. The T-Bird reserves representing nicely down the stretch.
And that one bringing the Thunderbird crowd to their feet.
The student section is fired up. Get some fan favorites in the game here. It's 64-28 Baraboo, just over 2.5 to go. Jack McNevin lines up a free throw. That's going to be short. Poinette will take over and walk it up. 2.5 minutes to go. We've got Zane Johnson bringing it up the floor. And three-point attempt is swatted by Jack McNevin. He says, not today. A Jack attack.
He did that with authority.
It will stay with Poinette. They're going to inbound from their baseline. Broich looking for a teammate. Finds one. And he's fouled by McNevin. Jack is lighting up the stat sheet here in the final minutes. Going for the triple-double.
Well, still 2:26 to go, so.
Get your money's worth here. And we don't know who number three is, so we'll just call him number three. He's going to be at the line. Shooting a pair. It's in the air and good.
We just make up names when we want to. We're going to go with Nikki Six.
Sadly, we probably have to explain to this young man who that is. Second free throw in the air and good. 64-30 Baraboo. Final 2.5 minutes. Baraboo breaks the timeline. Setting up their half-court offense. Poinette man-to-man defensively and looking to heave from the corner. That was William Rykoff. No good. Poinette comes away with it. And they're looking to push. Dominic Morton gives it over to Aiden Connor. And this ball is knocked out of bounds.
It's going to stay with the Pumas.
Pumas will keep it. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go. Baraboo has a 34-point lead. Broich looking to inbound. He finds number three out on the left wing. Defended by Cole Y. Broich fakes the three. Now he wants to drive. Getting all the way to the hoop. Shot attempt no good.
Nice looking drive that time.
Sure was. Owen Jackson comes away with the rebound. Broich and Jack McNevin are both making things happen off the bench for their respective teams. Here's Cole Y looking to drive into the land of giants. No good. Rebound pulled away by Morton. He's going to dribble it up court as well. He's going to stop and pop from the right elbow. A little long, no good. Here's Cole Y again. Grabbing all the rebounds at 5'6". He's got the ball, kicks it over. Jackson over to Rykoff's going to fire for three again.
Oh!
Rolls around the rim, no good.
Just off that
rebound
time.
To Connor. And on the other end, Morton can't convert at the rim. Now there's a loose ball. We got a bit of a scrum situation. Zane Johnson comes away with it.
Bodies flying everywhere.
Number three fires for three off the backboard and rim, no good. Offensive putback from Zane Johnson. Second chance opportunity for the Pumas at 64-32, under a minute to play. Jack McNevin picks up his dribble at the logo. Gets it over to Cole Y. Y drives into a double team and the ball is stolen away. Brake's got it. Gets it over to Connor. Wide open jumper. 18 feet. That's good. That's Zane Johnson with a couple of quick buckets here in the later stages of the game. Cole Y brings it up for the Thunderbirds. He finds Hep. Hep looking to feed Rykoff. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Aiden Connor tapping that pass away. 16.7 seconds. Jackson inbounds, finds McNevin in the corner, the right corner. He's looking for Rykoff on the block. He's double-teamed, fadeaway, floater. Rolls in for William Rykoff. Look at this. That was some Dirk Nowitzki action. And here a final shot with 2 seconds to go falls short for Broik. So your final score, Baraboo 66, Poinette 34. A convincing non-conference victory for the host, Thunderbirds. So this improves the Thunderbirds to 11-3 on the season and 7-0 non-conference. For the Pumas, they fall to 4-5. Baraboo avenging a defeat from last season. And we're going to keep it here as we wrap up this doubleheader of action. As my partner John Gunnell does his math, we'll remind you that on the front end, the Poinette girls were victorious, defeating the Thunderbirds 73-51 in the first game of this twin bill. The fun atmosphere here tonight at Baraboo High School, playing the Poinette boys and girls back-to-back, a full night of basketball here at Baraboo High School, as well as on the NFHS Network and 99.7 Max FM. One final time, I'll remind you, our broadcast sponsors are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom and Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. John, are you ready to lay on us?
Almost. The
stat leaders. We talked about Ross Legal, of course, was the big star. I think he ended up with 22 or thereabouts. But there were contributions made up and down the roster and a deep Baraboo bench tonight. And for the Pumas, they had some balanced scoring as well. Liam Naprala was their top performer, but they had several players convert to their scoring despite the outcome this evening. Coming up next for Poinette, they'll be hosting Lake Mills on Thursday. And coming up next for the Thunderbirds, they will take on Milton at Oregon in the Badger Challenge on Saturday. They'll also have a non-conference tilt at Mauston next Tuesday.
All right, I think I got it.
All right, and I'm going to turn it over to John Goodell with our final stats.
Okay, first for the Poinette Pumas, they were led tonight by Liam Naprala, who finished with 13 points. Chase Hansen finished with 5 points. Zane Johnson, 4. Owen Brook, 3. Brett Hackbart, 4. Justin Wells, 1. And we're going to give 1 point to Nikki, 6, because we don't know his real name. For the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight by Ross Legal with 22 points. Toby Lefevre finished with 9. Dan Olson chipped in 8. Bo Brewster scored 7 for the Thunderbirds. Jason Zitlow finished with 8. Trayton Hepp, 3. Alex Hannigan, 2. Jack McNevin, 2. Luke Wittengall, 3. And William Rykoff finished with 2 for the Thunderbirds.
A lot of scoring from a lot of different quarters here on the Thunderbird roster tonight.
Yeah, it was one of those games where you had a chance to rotate a lot of players in, built a big lead, and then you can get some players in there that maybe haven't had a lot of experience so far this year. And some of those players were able to connect, and that's always fun, too. Again, as the more players you have that get varsity experience on the floor as the year goes on, that's going to pay off later in the season.
For sure. And our next broadcast, we're going to have to wait a couple weeks for it. It'll be on February 1st when the Thunderbirds host Mount Horeb, and we'll have several home broadcasts to bring you down the stretch as this Thunderbird boys team prepares for what we hope will be an extended playoff run.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. It is always fun at that time of the year.
And in other sports action, the Badgers have managed to get back in this game, trailing by 4 toward the end of the first half at Penn State. So hopefully we can catch an entertaining second half back at home, Josh.
Sounds great.
So until next time, I am Ben Bromley. Thrilled to be with John Gunnell here tonight on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network. We'll see you next time from Baraboo High School.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, another cold one, 7 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Mostly sunny with highs in the low teens for Wednesday, but wind chills keeping things below zero. 2 below for Wednesday night, a high of 12 on Thursday. More cold air for Friday, finally warming up next week. A great place to live, stay, shop, or play. It's Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's zero.
99.7 Max FM.
Nothing but maximum throwbacks all night long. Throwback Nation Radio with me, Tony Lorino, on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I'm Tony Lorino. Into our family TV binge brackets. The best one of the 80s. You help pick it, and you can win $500 with us in about 8 minutes. Hang on.
There was a time when I was so brokenhearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. Tables have turned, yeah. One calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killer.